Hadith Night collection of both Bukhari and Muslim, right to us by Abu Huraira. And the theme is the significance of masajid. I'm going to cover this over the next couple of weeks. The intention is that once August begins, and I like to make August the month of outreach, and everyone brings someone to a masjid that doesn't really go to a masjid usually, and you kind of put in effort in trying to bring people to the Bayt of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not necessarily this one, but anyone, and giving you a few maybe reasons to encourage yourself to do it, and maybe even encourage them as well through these ahadith that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was saying. And this one here is a beautiful one where he says, alayhi salatu wasalam, al-mala'ikatu tusalli ala ahadikum ma dama fi musallahu alladhi salla fihi ma lam yuhdith. Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. This is the first piece of the hadith. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says, the mala'ika will salli ala al-insan, meaning they will perform salah upon a person. And the word salah in Arabic is a very versatile word. And it means connection. And it means dua. And it means any form of barakah or rahmah or any form of goodness that goes from one side to the other. That's really what it is. It's just because the word salah is connection. So a connection is where something starts one way and goes and is connected to the other side. So it goes from one side to the other. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala performs salah upon human beings, and the malaika do too, and you perform salah upon the Prophet alayhi salam, and you salli in general. So this concept is something is going from one side, from one place to the other, and there's some form of connection through it. So the malaika perform their salah upon a person who prays if they stay in the place that they prayed. Ma lam yuhdith, as long as they didn't lose their wudu. Saying in their form of salah is the following, Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. Meaning the salah malaika are sitting there as you finish your salah, as long as you're sitting in the place that you prayed for a few moments and you haven't lost your wudu, they will continue to say, Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. Wa inna al-abda ma zala fi salatihi ma kanat as-salatu tahbisuh la yamna'uhu an yanqaliba ila ahlihi illa as-salah. And the human being, the abd, the servant, continues to be in a state of prayer. As long as they have not left because of salah or something connected to it. So right now, as you sit here, the only reason that you're not going back to your family, تَنْقَلِبْ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِكَ, as he said, alayhi salam, is salah. You prayed and there's something connected to salah in terms of dhikr or wird or some yani reminder that you're listening to. So you get the ajr of salah, meaning you did isha, you got the ajr, obviously the highest ranked ajr that you will get. And then sitting after it in your spot, doing dhikr or wird or listening to a reminder, you continue to get the ajr of salah because the only reason that you're here is the reason for salah itself. And that is, even after you're done, when you stand up and you give salam to people, you're not immediately bolting back home. It's something related to salam. So you continue to get the ajr of salam, and the malaika continues to stand there and make dua for you and say, Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. And that's the value of coming to a place like this, where there is something that is being relieved for you. There is something that you're being offered that you don't even know is happening while it's happened. It's just because you came for the sake of being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes sure that as long as you're here for that intention, He will continue to send your ways salawat and rahmat and maghfirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all of that. And I find that to be very, very, we forget sometimes that when you're in a place, when you're in a masjid, you're in a place where the malaika tend to enjoy being. They tend to go there. They tend to be around those people. And they have things to offer you, right? There's value in that. I'm all for pragmatism and being practical, honestly. I don't think you'll meet anyone who's more. But there's a piece that we can't, don't ignore that piece. Don't ignore the spiritual piece, please. Don't forget that there is barakah in being in certain places at certain times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place His barakah in certain places at certain times. Know that. So masajid are places you go to when you're feeling that weight, that burden, that heaviness, and that distance. You come. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you something through that, through where you are, that you wouldn't find anywhere else. So never forget that. يروي الإمام البخاري والإمام مسلم كل في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم الملائكة تصلي على أحدكم ما دام في مصلاه الذي صلى فيه ما لم يحدث اللهم اغفر له اللهم ارحمه وإن العبد لا يزال في صلاة ما كانت الصلاة تحبسه ولا يمنعه أن ينقلب إلى أهله إلا الصلاة صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم سبحانك وحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه جزاكم الله خير